There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Things are a little different here on this edition of Free Talk Live. Our normal Thursday night co-host is not here tonight to make room for somebody we've never met before tonight, Billy Wayne Davis. Welcome back here for the second hour of Free Talk Live. Thanks for sticking with us.
Thanks for letting me stick with you guys. This is fun.
Yeah, I think it's been going well. You are here as part of a search for freedom.
Yes, I'm on a journey.
A documentary crew is with you as well, and that's what brings you to us here tonight. You found out about the Free State Project,
yes,
and Free Keen, and some of the activism that's been going on up here, and you've had a lot of questions about that. So it's almost like you're kind of interviewing us while at the same time we're interviewing you. You're sort of a guest co-host at this point, so welcome.
I like to think of it, yeah, we're having a wonderful conversation,
yeah,
like a back and forth that doesn't happen as much as it should anymore.
Well, it happens every night here on Free Talk Live. But I'm glad that you're a part of it tonight. So.
Well, usually, yeah, and I'm a stand-up comedian, so usually when I talk, I do not want people to talk back.
Yeah, I saw there's a video of you being somebody throwing ice at you on,
yeah,
YouTube.
You know, some people don't know how to party. You know what I mean?
That is definitely a party foul.
Yeah, that's they just don't know what substances they should and shouldn't mix. And I think
they take it out on the comedian.
Well, and the funny thing is on that that instance, there was a white gentleman on before me,
mm-hmm,
who was bombing pretty hard.
Mm.
Just like no laughs. Like it was just quiet.
Is it hard to come on after somebody like that? Or are you like, oh, this is good. This is great. I'm going to knock him dead.
I've been doing it long enough now that,
yeah,
it's like, I got it. Okay, I know how to get him back.
Yep.
Kind of thing. But, you know, there are some times where it'll take 10 minutes, your whole set, to really reset the room.
Where they're just so soured that...
Where they're just kind of like, what happened, you know? And the guy, like, he was a young comic, he wasn't doing well, and then about 2 minutes into just not doing well, he decided, hey, I'll just start talking about race.
Oh, boy.
Which is, you know, already a fun subject that everyone likes to talk about, and that just made it worse. And this woman was obviously kind of in a blackout. She had that gloss over her eyes where it's like, I've been drinking and I like pills.
No.
And so she accused me of being racist.
So she thought you were him.
Yes, which she thought I was another white guy, which I thought was, you know, she was a black lady.
You are another white guy, yes, but you weren't the same.
She thought I was a different white guy, which is because...
You know, I did mention you were on, there's some stuff of you on YouTube, but we didn't give you a chance yet. Do you have a website?
Oh, I have a Tumblr. If you Google Billy Wayne Davis, all that junk comes up. There's so much social stuff. Like, if I push my website, someone would be like, well, what's your Twitter? So, just like,
yeah, right.
At this point, it's like, Google my name and whatever social thing you like. I've
Perfect.
Got one of them.
Billy Wayne Davis. All right. So, where are we going next? I mean, you've got questions. We've got answers.
I'm so fascinated with people that there's now a movement called Stop Free Keen, which fascinates me.
Yeah. They've got their own website and Facebook group and everything.
What have you guys done to, I don't know, motivate people not to like you?
Well, whenever you do activism, then somebody's not going to like it. I mean, generally, activists are hated. Period. I mean, there's been a study, I think, done of Americans in general, just their opinions about activism.
And just worldwide, would be my guess.
Yeah, Americans don't like activism, period. They don't like people getting out there and getting a message out. It disrupts their normal day. They have to look at some sign or
somebody in all performing. Honesty, when someone calls themselves an activist, there is a visceral thing in me where I'm just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, yeah, like someone say I'm a model/actor. It's the same thing, like, don't say that out loud.
I embrace it. I mean, that's what I do,
I'm not
right?
saying, but I'm just being honest.
No, sure. No,
that is
that.
A real thing. You're talking about people like, it's a visceral feeling. It's like, I might even be behind the cause. It's still something like, I'm an activist about, you know, we should have more oxygen or something. You know?
Maybe there's a better word for it, but I mean, generally there, and I don't know who said this, I'm sure I'm going to butcher this paraphrasing, but that you know, all the significant changes in the world had been brought about because of a very small, dedicated group of people who are willing
setting
to do
brush fires in people's minds.
Yeah, who are willing to actually do something about it. But as soon as you, like, the libertarians don't have to worry about this in most places because they don't have an impact. We were talking earlier about the Libertarian Party, right? Like, Libertarian Party candidate runs, they get 2%. 3% if it's a really good election, and, you know, the Republicans and Democrats don't even break a sweat. They don't even have to worry about this because the Libertarians aren't getting into the debates. They're just a non-issue.
Whenever I have a conversation online where people are getting sort of heated talking about a political issue, and then, you know, at some point I reveal that I'm a Libertarian or whatever, suddenly everything calms down generally because at this point they don't feel a threat. Well, you're not if you're not voting for the Republican or the Democrat, then what do I? Well, I'm not worried anymore.
You don't even vote. Then,
they're not worried at all.
Yeah, so in most places, libertarianism is a political sideshow. It's not even on people's radar. They barely even know what it is. I mean, they know more now than in the past because of, like, Ron Paul, and it's been a little bit more public. But still, the Libertarian Party is not a threat to the status quo.
Yeah.
The libertarians in New Hampshire absolutely are a threat to the status quo. And whenever you threaten the status quo, the people who support the status quo are going to get very angry about it, and they might even get violent about it. At this point, I'm grateful that no one has burned a cross in my front lawn. You know, that hasn't. No one has been lynched.
They've
got
paintballs, thrown eggs,
stolen a peace flag,
peed on a car one time, tossed ice cream at vehicles.
To be fair, I've peed on some cars, and it wasn't activism. At the time, I thought it might have been.
There's a peace flag that flies out in front of the house. You probably saw it as you came up. That flag, or various iterations of it, have been stolen from the front of this studio.
I like the idea of stealing a peace flag. That's
apparently you're not the only.
I mean,
but what are you going to do about it if somebody steals your peace flag? Shoot them?
You're like, hey, come on.
Hey, dude, put that down, man.
Please,
this will not stand.
Generally, it's done under the cover of darkness and not witnessed. But there was one time when they came right up and ripped it off while there were people on the front porch. I don't know if they saw them because it was dark, but there were people there. So anyway, my point being that if you put the status quo in jeopardy, then the people who are believers in it are going to react very negatively towards you. And that especially means the people who work for the state, their family members, and their closest friends. The people who benefit from the state as well, so like, you know, a government contractor who's raking in big bucks from all kinds of big government programs, they're not going to like it when libertarians, you know, start winning elections. And that's what's happened here in New Hampshire. Not only are they winning elections as Republicans and Democrats, but also we've done civil disobedience, which brings issues like marijuana legalization or decriminalization to the forefront. So we made international press back in 2009, and since then with the 420 celebrations that went on here in Keene, and there's a lot of people who don't like the idea of, you know, marijuana. I mean, not that many of them, but they're out there. There are people who don't like the idea.
I have a good friend that I've known since high school, and he works for a government agency and is so anti-marijuana, it makes no sense. And
it's hard to believe
those
people
exist. With him is that he won't admit it's just because it's his livelihood. He gets in helicopters and flies and finds pot.
Oh, he's an eradicator of it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't, you know, I think, and he won't just say, it's because it's my livelihood.
Yeah, own it, man. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that. That being why you're anti-pot is because it's part of your job to be anti-pot.
Well, I still have a problem with it, but at least I'll be honest.
My face, it's more dangerous than alcohol. I have a hard time, you know, it's like I get worried about him when he says that.
There aren't many studies that are going to show you that marijuana is more dangerous than alcohol.
I wonder what percentage of the enforcers actually believe that nonsense. Because I've known people who have been in law enforcement who will be honest with you and say, yeah, I mean, anytime you deal with a drunk guy, it's worse than dealing with a guy who's high because the drunk's more likely to be violent, more likely to be a danger to you as an officer, and the marijuana user's almost never going to do something like that. They know.
No. Yeah, no, they know. Yeah. And it's harder to communicate with a drunk person, too.
Oh, yeah.
So much harder. Yeah, it's, I mean, okay.
So opposition's going to exist. It has to exist. And
what are their main, like, when they come after you guys, like, what are they saying?
They don't really come after you very much. I mean, mostly it's just a bunch of crap talk online. If you go to their Facebook group, you'll just see post after post after post. It's usually an attack against the person, not against the ideas. So if you were to pull up their Facebook group and look through what they're saying, it's almost always personal insults. You know, that person's stupid.
It's not
that
about philosophy or practice.
I would love to have a debate about philosophy, you know, but they claim to be a coalition of different people sort of brought together, and they don't have any philosophy, just stop freaking.
Well, if they do have philosophy, they're not willing to talk about it. There was a local show that was going to be a debate format. They invited me in to be their first guest, and they invited someone from Stop Freaking. Nobody came from Stop Freaking. We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us toll-free here. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And also joining Ian and Mark in the studio, Billy Wayne Davis is with us here. You can Google him for all kinds of social media stuff. Billy Wayne, thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, I like that. You can Google me.
Pocket Power Plus, by the way, is a great way to keep your power-hungry devices going throughout the day. In fact, throughout more than one day, if necessary. You can run your electronic devices for hours with the Pocket Power Plus. And it's so powerful that in some circumstances, it can actually jumpstart a car. And to prove they're serious about that, you get a full accessory pack with the Pocket Power Plus, that actually has jumper cables with it, as well as a bunch of, connectors and things like that. So go and check it out.
They got videos.
Yep, at PocketPowerPlus9.com. You can get the Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. Now, it's not just your average battery. This is a breakthrough in portable power technology. It really does fit in your pocket or your purse or, glove box or briefcase, whatever's convenient for you. You're going to want to have this with you wherever you go because, odds are good. If you've got a smartphone, you've had it die on you before. This will solve that problem for you and more. So go to PocketPowerPlus9.com and use coupon code FTL to save even more at PocketPowerPlus9.com. Now, we were talking, Billy Wayne, about the opposition movement to Free Keen, which is my website. And did you have a further question about that?
I'm very familiar with the Free State Project. The Free Keen kind of, describe what that is. I'm unfamiliar with that.
Sure. So there's a lot of confusion out there about Free Keen. And really, it's just a multi-user blog that reports on activism happening in Keen and outside of Keen. So we focus on all of New Hampshire to some extent, but mostly in Keen. And it comes back around to the discussion we were having previously with why was Keen chosen? Well, it was chosen because of the activists that were here already. I wanted to get the word out about what they were doing. They were already putting videos together, but I wanted to put it on the radio. I wanted to put a blog together. And so right after I moved here in the same year, I launched FreeKeen.com. And the purpose of FreeKeen was to simply catalog the activism that was happening here. Wherever I was going out recording video or whatever, taking pictures of the stuff that was going on, I would write up an article about it. So you can go all the way back to December of 2006 on FreeKeen.com. And you can see this long history is essentially almost like a history blog now at this point of all kinds of amazing, entertaining, shocking, outrageous activism and, shocking, outrageous actions by the government, to be more specific. So it's an opinion blog. It's a news blog. So we've actually broken news at FreeKeen.com of stuff that happens here locally. And so, for instance, like the SWAT team was downtown Keene a couple of weeks ago. They had been called in with one of these swatting things.
Keene has a SWAT team?
They do.
They got a Bearcat, too.
There's this,
yeah, I heard about that today.
There's this thing on the internet called swatting where some prankster
they will hack and then make a SWAT team go to somebody's house.
Right. It's not hacking. It's just some prankster calling the police saying, hey, this guy's got hostages at this location, and then the police show up.
And they have to go.
As though there's hostages there. And so that happened in Keene, and we broke that news at FreeKeen.com and got, video footage that none of the... the only other media in Keene is the local newspaper and a local talk radio station. So, we're actually, at this point, one of the major players, if you will, in news in Keene. But that's not the main focus of it. The main focus is to propagate the activism that's going on here, whatever that activism is. So some of it is more offensive than others, right? So smoking pot in public or Topless Tuesday, which happened years ago, but no one's forgotten about that.
That doesn't catch on nationally like I wanted it to either.
Right? Me neither. It didn't catch on at all.
Throwback Thursday, real quick. Everyone was on that. Topless Tuesday, not as much.
Yeah, the guys seem to be all for Topless Tuesday.
Yeah, the women I'm talking about.
The ladies, there were a couple of them on the first Tuesday, and then after that it pretty much died off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But,
some
stuff
people
like
have
that.
Said, as far as Stop Free Keen goes, some people have been sort of in, Free Keen. Some people have been insulted by, what does Keen need to be freed from? Well, why would you call it Free Keen?
That's a great, because when I kept hearing it, and then when we got here today, I was like, what are we freeing Keen of? We're in the middle of
My critique of that, I don't live in Keen, New Hampshire. I moved out for this reason. The taxation in Keen is outrageous.
It's one of the worst in New Hampshire, like top two.
Right. It would be difficult to use, you know, to properly describe the is the superlative, the taxation in this town. And we in the surrounding towns kind of sit and chuckle at the taxation in Keene because they build all these wonderful things. There's a new walking bridge over one of our highways here, and I don't know how many millions it costs.
Call it wonderful. That thing's an eyesore.
Yeah, well, you can like or dislike it, but now if I feel like jogging or riding my bike down the you know, across this thing, I don't have to cross the road anymore. Mm-hmm. I can now have the riding bridge that you guys paid for. I didn't have to pay for it. You know, my town, I live 8 miles away, 7 miles away, but I get all the benefits of all these tax-funded things that the people of the city of Keene, you know, put together. They got a little bus that goes around empty all over town, and they got a community center that they've, you know, the YMCA isn't good enough for them. They got to have a community center too, and they've got the professional fire department that shows up probably faster than the volunteers do, and the cops, and the whole deal. Like everything is gold-plated in Keene.
Okay, I don't know if it really answered the question of what Free Keene is all about. But
yeah, but what I'm saying, Keene needs to be freed from the insane taxation that it experiences.
Well, but a lot of people look at Keene and they see this wonderful, idyllic New England town, and it is.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful town.
Yeah, downtown's amazing.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place to go and shop, and a lot of people from Vermont and Massachusetts come here and shop, and so there's a lot of good things about Keene, and so I think people look at that and they say, well, Keene is free. Well, that's a nice thing to say, but you can go and talk to the guys who are in the jail right now, and they'll probably tell you a different story about that. Keene's just as oppressed as many other places, if not, I wouldn't say it's more oppressed. I think the police in Keene are actually a cut above the average cops around the rest of the country. I'm part of CopBlock.org, which is a great organization that helps keep police accountable, and I think the police here are generally better.
Oh, it's okay, to keep them, it's not like to prevent them from getting laid and stuff.
No, I can do that.
They're probably doing just fine.
But you know, there's government everywhere. The state exists all over the place. And so would I like to see a freer Keene? Yeah, absolutely I would. I'd like to see a freer anywhere. I want to see a freer New Hampshire. It's just a name I picked for a website.
And it sounds fun, too. Free Keene.
Well, right. And why can't we have a free Keene? Maybe, you know, people who want to, maybe the people who want to be enslaved, who want to have a master tell them what to do, they can be their unfree Keene. They can live in that unfree Keene. But I want to live in a free Keene.
No free Keene. That sounds like a religious. Not till you're married.
We've been called the freaks as well. So, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff like that.
That is, okay. So it's more like Free Keene is more like a blog and more of a record of what's happening than and the movement is the Free State movement.
That's correct. And so we are encouraging people to move to Keene, though, as well.
Which I think most Keene people should be cool about.
I don't know what most people think. There's a variety of opinions here in town. I mean, there are some people who want us to believe that everyone hates you, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I know that's not true because I know people who are natives here who don't hate me.
Yeah.
Not only that, but, yeah, we mentioned earlier the peace flag's been stolen about 20 times out in front of the house. I just keep putting new ones out whenever they take it. But there are people who will also come by and honk happily and wave. So it's not all, you know, people flipping the bird.
The peace thing, too, is in high school, I used to steal flags just because, you know,
it's all
that's
you,
what you do in high school.
Yeah. And a lot of them are high school age looking.
Like, do you want to be part of our club? Go get that peace flag.
We think that there is actually a kind of initiatory thing, maybe for one of the frat houses or something like that.
Well, this is the nicest fraternity house I've ever been.
Thank you. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We'll continue with Billy Wayne Davis here in moments. And your calls if you want to make them. Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research in July, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may join us here toll free if you would want. 855-450-FREE. We've got comedian Billy Wayne Davis with us here tonight for the remainder of the hour. And we've been yammering on too long on some of these questions you've got. You've got a bunch more questions that you want to get out. So we're going to hit up a lightning round of some sort here in just a moment. But first, I want to bring Michael. He's been waiting patiently in Rhode Island. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
I have been waiting patiently. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris Cantwell, how are you doing tonight? No, I'm just kidding. No. So I wanted to talk about a few things. Cannabis in particular. You guys have been mentioning it quite a bit on the show.
It's one of my favorite topics.
Me too.
Oh, me as well, guys. Me as well.
All right, so what about it? Go ahead.
So I don't know the science. Or if there is science, maybe it's pseudoscience. I'm not really sure. I don't know the science behind this stuff. But what I do know is that I was in the Army, unfortunately, and I went to combat also, unfortunately, one of the biggest mistakes of my life. However, when I came back from that, I was all screwed up, injured, all, other things, right? My brain wasn't, my neurons weren't firing so hot. And, you know, I went to the VA, and eventually they put me on, like, 15 different pills, and I was a maniac. I wasn't sleeping for days, yada, yada. Eventually, I did some online research and was speaking to other more experienced people with the herb, and I decided to throw the pills in the trash, dump them into the toilet, and I started to smoke weed instead, And I haven't taken a pill since. I think it's been about 2 years now.
And how are you?
I'm pretty upset with the state, but other than that, like, I'm functioning pretty good, Ian. I'm doing okay. Like,
it's a miracle drug as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I've heard so many amazing stories about cannabis helping people from a, not just a medicinal aspect, but, you know, helping their mental side of things as well. I mean, I'm sure, Billy Wayne, you know a thing or two about this.
Yes, I have a prescription for it. I get headaches.
Nice.
It's going pretty good. But it is, I mean, as a comedian, you perform in front of 300 people. You can't just, at, you know, 8, 10 o'clock at night. You can't just, okay, turn that off and go to bed.
Mm.
And I used to drink myself silly to try to fall asleep. And there's terrible side effects to that.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's just, I don't know, I get anxiety about the future because my career is not, there's no guarantee of anything.
Right.
And that takes that, oh, you know, that helps me handle that. I don't have to take Xanax, which makes me, my head cloudy for 3 days.
Yeah, man, I was taking benzo. I was having to take benzos, like, I don't know, 3 to 4 times a week, and it was crazy, and I don't do any of that anymore. And, you know, the medical stuff aside, like, yeah, it helps me with pain. It helps, like, I have, you know, I have a bunch of diagnoses, PTSD and all that nonsensical stuff. And yeah, all of that is removed, you know? Like, I do have nightmare issues still. I'm not going to lie about that. But I'm not checking locks. I'm not checking windows. I'm not having panic attacks. My pain issues are significantly taken down. Like, yeah.
Incredible.
Can I give you advice for the nightmares? Just to, it's something that helps me.
Of course you can. It's talk radio.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm not an expert on this. But this did help me because I didn't necessarily have nightmares. I've always had very vivid dreams that make me feel like I didn't sleep that well. And the yoga I practice, Kundalini yoga, I'll play it. There's different mantras you play while you're sleeping, and it's just that repetition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It cuts off your subconscious, so it's not as
active.
How
do you spell Kundalini?
KUNDALINI.
Michael, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. All right, let's hit these lightning round questions.
Yeah, I'm going to interview the hell out of you guys right now. Okay. Is this a revolution?
Is what a revolution?
Are you guys revolutionary?
I don't even like the term revolution. Revolution, the other definition of revolution is things are going around again.
360,
yeah. Yeah, right. Like things are happening again. I don't propose to rule over you or anyone else, and that's what revolutions tend to be. Somebody comes in, shoots the old guys, and then, you know, rules over all the people again.
That's a coupe, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's a car with just two doors. And I'd prefer to put together a hatchback if I could. What I want to see is I want to see an evolution in the way that sort of human governance goes on. What we've this big leap forward in democracy was essentially you took the state, an autocrat, and you said, you know what, let's get rid of this autocrat and we'll get everybody together and decide who the autocrat is every 4 years. And then we'll give them a little sort of legislative body. There's really not that much difference between the king, the way he existed in the 1700s, and the president, except that it, you know, there's a new one every 4 years.
And the hats are different.
There's some hats. The hat,
fancy hats,
hats
are different.
Hats are different.
That is,
so, yeah, evolution.
Evolution.
I like that.
That is very interesting. I like that a lot. Is Freeman really your last name?
Oh, before you go to that, peaceful evolution as well. I think is really important because when you hear about revolution, you also think about violence.
Yeah.
And I don't think violence is the way to achieve what we're looking to do here. We have to change hearts and minds. We have to get to that evolution without using violence. Okay, so is Freeman my real last name? Well, it's real because I chose it for myself. So, yes, was it the last name my parents chose for
me? That's a better way to
ask. No, it was not. But I did end up legally changing it, which is a whole other story I'm not going to get into right now.
Fair enough. This is the lightning round.
You tried to put me in jail for that.
Has it caused any problems?
Yes. When I changed it, again, shortening this very lengthy discussion about what the state did, they came after me because I went and I applied for a driver's license under the new name, but I didn't do it in the right order, and they came after me with 2 Class A misdemeanor charges. I'm currently out on a suspended sentence on those charges. I was found guilty.
Yeah,
cool. I'm hanging out with criminals.
I had to go testify in his sentencing hearing to keep him from going to jail.
Next question.
That is fantastic.
And there are a number of Freemans here in New Hampshire as well. It's a fairly popular name amongst the activists.
I bet. Yes, it's like Jane Doe. And Mark, you go by Edge.
Yep.
But that has nothing to do. Does that have nothing to do with the guy from U2?
It has nothing to do with the guy from U2.
Who did it first?
Yeah, I guess this is a tough question to answer because my dad's nickname was Edge, too. Anybody who's my real last name is Edgington.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, pretty much anybody who's going to, you know, get familiar with you at some point is going to want to call you Edge. And so who was first? My dad was. He beat out that guy from U2 by, you know, some decades.
Nice. Nice. Okay. And that's we'll get rid of the name questions. Do you think this is a free country?
Well, I think that, freedom is on a continuum, and the United States is rated in most charts between 20 and 10 on the charts. They're in the top quintile of freest countries. I don't think it is the freest country. I think that it was at one point that it has slipped down. Mm-hmm. Taxation, national debt, overarching military operations, those things have diminished the freedom in the United States.
It's also not moving up on those charts in a good way. It's moving down. It's getting worse over time. Whereas Hong Kong has dominated those charts.
Only in financial
years.
Freedom. But when you look at, if you were to put together financial freedom and social freedom, I'm going to take New Zealand.
Okay, but no one's ever done that, right? So there is no studies. Well, yeah, but you haven't done the studies, right? So there's the Heritage Foundation, which is like a conservative group. Uh-huh. And then there's the Free the World organization, which is, I don't know what their viewpoint is, but they both put out rankings of all the countries in the world as far as mostly economic freedom factors. And the United States, as Mark pointed out, is just not even in the top 10. And that's a sad thing to say. But, you know, you don't even really hear people saying it anymore. You don't really hear people saying, well, it's a free country. I don't ever hear that.
Yeah. That's true. We probably don't hang out with older people anymore either, though. So.
You would think the older people would be more aware of how unfree it is. I mean, they've seen the fall. They've seen that they've been through it, right? They've been living during a time where there's been more freedom for them.
But they don't cry oppression, though. I think again, it's more of a fear-based thing where they've watched it slowly, and they were part of that process of making more laws.
Well, I guess
young people know nothing different, though. I mean, so it's really
scary.
Difficult.
Yeah, that is scary.
Well, right, yeah. You've got young people growing up in government schools where the police come in with drug dogs and they go through everybody's lockers and sniff out their bags. And this is a regular occurrence. This is like normal for them. For us, that's shocking.
Define freedom.
Let's do it when we come back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the final segment with Billy Wayne Davis. We'll continue. And, of course, then we'll take your calls in hour number three about whatever you'd like to discuss. At 855-450-FREE, we continue the lightning round here in a little bit. We'll find out where you're going next as well.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Our toll free number is 855-453. Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm. We'll do total open phones here in a little bit. We're going to focus the last segment of this hour here on the lightning round. Questions from Billy Wayne Davis, who is here visiting on a search for freedom. And you found out about the Free State Project and Free Keen and some of the activism that's gone on up here. I'm sure you've just barely scratched the surface. There's a lot that we could talk about. But what other questions did you want to ask?
First of all, everyone I've talked to, I like to get them to give me their personal definition of freedom.
I'll start. I think freedom is your ability to live your life how you want, so long as you don't, bring harm to another human being. Well, unless they've consented to it. But I think to live life how you want, so long as you're not hurting anybody else. To be unmolested and be allowed to do what you want, that's freedom to me.
Okay. And do you edge?
Yeah, it's really similar to that. I would say that, as long as you don't use aggression or fraud against somebody, that essentially, you can live your life how you want. If you're doing what you say you're going to do by the time you say you're going to do it, if you're a person of your word, if you don't, just take things from people or hurt them, then you should be able to do what you want in your own life. That's it.
So, okay. if you want to consent to being hurt, that's fine. So,
yeah,
like
that's your choice.
Dominatrix or a boxing ring or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anything that's consensual.
What a postal worker.
What possesses you to constantly toss in dominatrixes when we have this conversation?
I think about Miss Anne. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a guest we've had in the past. She's not a dominatrix anymore.
I bet you do
anymore.
Think about Miss Anne.
I bet he's just dying
I've
for a
never
good
hired her, and she doesn't do those things anymore. But just coming up with examples.
She'd probably make an exception for you.
Yeah,
give her enough money, she'll give you good spanking.
That's probably true.
And you guys seem to be some of the foremost experts on freedom I've talked to.
No, we're just talk show hosts.
We've done this for 12 years, and we've had to answer questions like this.
But, I mean, you're involved in it daily.
That's true.
So where else should I go look? Because I've been to Pahrump, Nevada. I've been to Austin, Texas. I've been all around this country, really.
There is an organization called the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, which is doing stuff down in near Asheville. You might contact them and take a look around.
I'm going to Asheville this week. This come. Well, after this, we're going to Asheville to live off the grid.
Well, I'll give you somebody to talk to. Is that the Turtle Island folks there that you're going to see?
I don't know.
Okay.
It might very well be.
Yep.
You know, Asheville doesn't have the same attraction that the Free State Project does. The Free State Project is a much larger movement. There are actually a number of these Move Here projects that Mark has been cataloging on a Facebook page.
Yeah, it's called the Move Here Project, and yeah. I've just got a bunch of them, you know, failed ones that didn't work out, and just little ideas people have had, and things where people have actually moved.
Yeah, the guys down in Asheville have a very small group, but it seems to be sticking, so they're still around. There's a lot of these things that have, like, yeah, come move here, because they don't want to move to New Hampshire where it's cold.
Yeah, seems to be a detractor for me, too.
Well, I think it's a good thing because it keeps the fair weather activists away, right? So, like, the people who can't handle the cold, well, maybe we didn't want them here in the first place, right? What would they have really brought to the table? But, you know, I truly believe New Hampshire is the best place for freedom. That's why I'm here. If there was a better place, in my opinion, I would be there.
What's the second best place?
That's a tough question. I don't know.
If you weren't in New Hampshire, where would you be?
When we went down to Asheville for the Bitcoin, Texas Bitcoin Conference.
I was not in Asheville. Asheville was not in Texas.
I've got it wrong. Excuse me. When we went down to Austin for the Texas Bitcoin Conference, I really enjoyed what I saw there. And they have a great deal of activists milling about.
There's a good community, but there's also 1,600 cops in Austin. You know, I'd probably be out in someplace like Wyoming or, you know, someplace like that. I think that was my second choice.
Can we move someplace where it doesn't snow?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not in charge of you, Mark. You can move wherever you want to. Or maybe I'd go somewhere outside of the United States. Was the question only in the United States?
Well, that one, but where would you go outside the United States?
I think there's even more choices. I mean, there are a lot of places where you can go and live sort of outside of everything and be left alone for the most part, if that's what you're looking for. I don't think I would want to live that life because I want to, or rather, I don't want to just stand by as people are being oppressed, as, you know, as the police are hurting innocent people. I just don't want to be hiding out during that, so that's why I'm not the kind of person who's going to go running off to the
woods.
He's
an activist. Yeah,
he's active.
So yeah. If I were to go to one of those other countries, I would have to live that lifestyle because it wouldn't make sense for the gringo to come in and try to, you know, change the system down in Acapulco. We've got some friends in Acapulco. Seems like there's a good community there, too.
I would like to go free Acapulco.
Yeah, Acapulco is supposed to be quite nice. I've been down there, and what they say about it, it's true. I think you can find more freedom with this permanent traveler lifestyle where basically you have a citizenship in one country, bank accounts in another country, your business in another country, you work in another country, you know, you have your residency in different places. And in this way, they basically, dodge a whole bunch of different rules. And I think it's an interesting idea. There's another group down in Chile called Fort Galt. They're putting together a little project, and that's kind of interesting. Like I said, New Zealand seems to have a pretty strong libertarian bend to
it. It's a better time for this than it's ever been because of the internet, which allows people of this mindset to find each other and get together. That's the reason we're here in the Free State Project. It wouldn't exist in the way it does if it weren't for the internet.
Well, and that seems to be a common thread with a lot of the groups I've talked to, is that it's really sped up since the internet has become relevant and accessible, I think, is a better word than more relevant.
Yeah, it must have been very difficult to communicate back in the time of newsletters and those sorts of things. There was an interesting...
Before we expound further, though, are there more questions on your list?
No, that was where I should go next, is okay. The last question on my list, besides...
I think you should go to more places in New Hampshire, personally. I think that's the best place because there's so much going on outside of Keene. There's a lot happening in Manchester and Concord at the State House. There's more happening in New Hampshire than the activists here can do. If you're one person, sometimes there's things happening at the same time. So, like, in one part of the state, you might be able to go and actually help somebody move into their house. In another part, there might be something happening at the State House. There might be a party in Manchester. This Friday night, there's going to be a cop block happening in Manchester where they're going to you might actually appreciate this. They'll be blocking a DUI checkpoint. So they're going to go out and give people instructions on how to avoid the checkpoint, things like that. There'll probably be dozens of cop blockers in the streets on Friday night.
There's usually a... I'm not going to go there. just a fun play on words.
So, yeah, so, like, in the streets, activism, we do that, and it's happening all across the state. There's really a lot going on here, more than you can even summarize.
Yeah, the stuff that's good for video is different than maybe what's going on as far as politics in,
sure.
in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is, we have... the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance was an organization that was put together by Free Staters and by natives, and they rate each one of the politicians. Every single politician, they rate them on the, they tell them how to vote on the laws, and I think that that's huge. And what they do is they then give a rating to the politician at the end of the year.
Like a report card.
Yeah, a report card. And then they publish that report card. And in the process, what we found is that around a quarter of the politicians in New Hampshire are what we would call nominal libertarians. They're not, like hardline libertarians, but they're nominal libertarians. They fit the criteria, and that that very fact makes New Hampshire unique on the planet, because there's essentially a libertarian veto here in New Hampshire. You can't get your conservative or your liberal law through without going through these 100 legislators, because there's very few laws that pass with that kind of margin. So you got to go through these 100 legislators.
It's not 100 libertarians. I mean, that's
not. I said nominal libertarians. That's very clear.
Okay, just to be clear.
Yeah, and so you've got to go
it's
through
probably like 25.
Well, they got a gas tax through this last
but still,
session.
25 libertarians is about 24 more libertarians than are elected anywhere else, right? Like everywhere else, libertarians lose.
Well, when you say libertarian, what you're saying is somebody
who
would come out 100 on the Nolan chart. What I'm talking about is people who would come out 80% libertarian.
Yeah.
So, and this is the only state in the union where you have either one of these occurrences. However strict you wish to be with your definition of the term, that's fine. But it makes it, many laws don't pass with a 25 vote margin here in New Hampshire. So you've got something going on here.
You know, something else
that stops bad laws.
Something else that's going on here that we really didn't even touch on, maybe a little during the break, was getting you hooked up with a Bitcoin wallet. You don't yet have one of these things.
I don't.
And the Bitcoin community up here is huge. I mean, you've not even scratched. Surface
stuff, huh?
Yeah, you can buy all kinds of things. You've got a copy of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which we've gifted to you tonight.
Yes,
but people normally buy that, for $10 worth of Bitcoin. And many Free State Project participants, I don't think it's 100%, but it's probably in the supermajority of them that I've met, accept Bitcoin. So whether they're,
they're using it, they have it.
They're buying things with it. When you come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival here this summer, which you should totally come to,
Why do you call it the Porcupine?
The Porcupine is the mascot for the Free State Project. So unlike that, you've seen the coiled snake flags before, porcupines are friendly animals unless you actually try to mess with them.
Well,
right?
I wouldn't go so far as friendly, but they're at least peaceful animals.
They're pretty friendly.
And they're not peaceful to your corn, by the way.
So anyway, check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's like 1,500 liberty-loving people basically partying in the woods of New Hampshire for an entire week. You'd probably really enjoy it.
I would most definitely enjoy that.
Porkfest.com, and check out more of Billy Wayne Davis online. We'll be back with more Free Talk Live in hour number three. Coming up. Thanks for being on the show, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.